Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning on 720 WGN. I look so forward to hearing from Joseph Lindsley every time I fill in for Bob, and he is with us right now. Joseph, editor of Ukrainian Freedom News and founder of the Lviv Lab for the Activation of Democracy. Joseph, first of all, good morning, or good afternoon,
Wendy.
I should say.
Good morning to you. Great to hear your voice again. And good afternoon from Kyiv.
All right. I'm worried about you because a text that was sent by you yesterday says that you have a bad feeling about today. I feel something bad will happen tomorrow, but we're all keeping on. What is going on?
Yeah, Wendy, that was, you know, after two Mondays in a row of Russian strikes throughout Ukraine, coordinated strikes on infrastructure, including on the center of Kyiv. Everyone yesterday had an uneasy feeling that something was going to happen today. In fact, when I woke up this morning, I just wanted to stay asleep until the air raid alarm sounded, you know, to just kind of wait for it. And then I was thinking some conversations I had with friends here yesterday. A friend here who's a bartender, he said, "We got to remember, everyone who is still here, we're in this fight. We must make a daily resolution to do our work, whatever it might be. We must do it with purpose. And we can never sit around and wait for the air raid alarms." And so I thought of that, and I got out of bed and got to work. I went to meet a British friend who married a Ukrainian woman. I met her for breakfast, and we were sitting in the cafe when finally that alarm did hit. The alarm sounded, and no one gets up. Everyone stays calm. You look at your phone. You see if there's any alerts. People throughout the country during alarms text each other and let people know, hey, there are rockets flying over my city. Maybe they're coming your direction. And only then do people decide if they want to take shelter. And so it's becoming a pretty finely tuned response system. And until about a few minutes ago, all of Ukraine was under an air raid alarm. But now it's calm here in the capital.
All right. Well, it worries me when you're worried about something because you are always so optimistic about everything in Ukraine. So I'm very worried for you. You were saying that the Ukrainians are facing their fear rather than hiding from it. And does this remind you of a story that you witnessed?
Two things to that. I mean, one, for example, just a few blocks, and there's a military motorcade.
Yeah, I'm wondering what that is.
But everything's calm. Just normal life in wartime. And speaking of normal life, a few blocks from here is the Shevchenko Park, which was hit two Mondays ago. A missile hit the playground, and then it hit the street right beyond. And I went there yesterday to survey the damage. Wendy, it's covered up. The street is freshly paved. There's a few cones around the fresh pavement, so people drive around it. And the playground, they filled the crater.
Jeez.
And they've restored the playground. And I was speaking with my British friend about this because in London, there's certain buildings where they preserve the damage from the Blitz so that people never forget what happened.
Yeah.
And that's always a big question. You know, how much do you save, especially now when Ukraine still needs support? Because sometimes when I share videos, say, of people singing in Ukraine with Americans, they start to say, whoa, is this really war? If people are so resilient. And I say, yes, it's not just war, it's victory and getting victory, you know, every day that we can. And so at this very moment, there are children playing in the playground that where the missile hit a few weeks ago. And so this is, amazing. This is the amazing Ukrainian resilience.
Yeah.
Those cities, the suburbs of Kyiv, Bucha and Irpin, where there was these horrible war crimes and atrocities. Most of those little cities they're beautiful now. They cleaned, they fixed almost every building. They left a few blocks as a sort of a museum of the damage, mainly so when foreign leaders come here, they can be reminded of what the Russians have done.
And the news that we're hearing today, I heard it this morning, the Kremlin claims that Ukraine they're using dirty bombs. What's up with the dirty bomb talk?
I mean, I think this is, the usual, the Kremlin's playing a massive psychological chess game with the world, right?
Yeah.
And so anytime they talk, they're trying to signal something, but it's very difficult to know. So I'm always very wary. And I think we always have to be very skeptical and not be afraid of when they speak. A couple of things that happened there, with a few, it's hard to keep track of time, Wendy, in the war. like last week was felt like both one day and 6 months at the same time. But you know, that recent Ukrainian offensive in Kharkiv, Ukraine needed that offensive to prove to, I think, to the West that Ukraine can win, because without that, I think support would dry up. But the strange irony there is that very offensive, because of Putin's propaganda, began to make the West more afraid that if Ukraine wins too quickly, Russia is going to go nuclear. Russia's going to, you know, escalate. And that's why the Kremlin's propaganda machine is so dangerous and so strong. And that's what we're seeing again with these dirty bomb fears. I mean, they even said Ukraine would have make a nuclear attack, and they don't have nuclear weapons. So it's just babble nonsense from the Kremlin trying to keep the world afraid and trying to, and sometimes, unfortunately, they're effective, because I know people in the West who fall prey to this propaganda, trying to make Ukraine the aggressor. And, I was just talking with some friends about this. Ukraine, except for a few ammunition depots, Ukraine has barely launched any attacks on Russian soil. Ukraine has only been protecting its territory. And, you know, Moscow routinely strikes Ukrainian decision-making centers, military decision-making centers, or they try to. Ukraine never attacks Moscow. And I think it's very important to realize this. This is simply a war of people trying to defend themselves, not a war of aggression on the Ukraine side.
All right. Well, I always like to end with a quote that you've said during this segment. And today, it's hard to keep track of time in a war. Truer words have never been spoken. Joseph, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And as per usual, please stay safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Wendy.
Joseph Lindsley, always amazing to talk to that guy. I could talk to him like for hours and hours on end.